And as always, a wonderful warm welcome to all of you out there. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Yes, today is Memorial Day weekend. Today is the official day that Memorial Day, I hesitate to use the word celebrate, but today is the official day that Memorial Day is remembered, as there is a vast difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Today and this weekend, we remember all those who have gone before us. And I was out walking this morning, and as I was walking, I was thinking, reminiscing. I was actually going back in time to the very beginning of around 1776, and I'm thinking of all the battles and all the conflicts that have been we've been involved in. Obviously, I wasn't involved back in 1776, but I think you get my point. And going back and remembering all those who have gone before us, who paid a price, the price of their own life, so that we, years later, could enjoy the peace and benefits that have been derived from that. And so I was thinking of the American Revolution, with all the battles, Saratoga, Yorktown, Lexington and Concord, just to name a few. And then there were other wars that took place. And then, of course, I evolved to the War of 1812, when which is really America's second war for independence. And it just goes on, and we go to the American Civil War, which I realized was an internal conflict. But nonetheless, people paid a price for that freedom that we continue to evolve in. There's World War I, World War II, the Spanish-American War, the Korean War conflict, Vietnam, the peacekeeping missions around the world, in Europe. I think of so many things, so many areas where our people have been put in harm's way to ensure our freedom. And so today is the day that we remember. And so it's not a celebration of sorts, but as I continued walking around, I was looking to see how many houses actually had a flag outside. And it just struck me that there are not as many houses flying American flags, especially on these key dates, as there used to be. And part of that challenge and part of that reason is that we seem not to be teaching the history of this country and teaching our younger generations so that they will follow suit and know and realize, because even those generations have been paying a price for that continued freedom, but we don't remember it. I know there are many White Star families out there, excuse me, and today we're remembering the Gold Star families, those families who have sacrificed sons and daughters, husbands and wives in the cause of freedom. So again, I haven't seen so many flags flying outside as I would have thought today. Yes, there were people out there bicycling and cutting grass, and all too many think that today is a great day for a barbecue, which it is, as long as we remember and not forget. And I know I will be saying some prayers before my meals today to remember those who have gone before us. From a personal experience, my number two son, we almost lost him twice in Iraq, and so I'm eternally grateful that he is still with us and has provided us with a great set of grandchildren. But there are many families where that did not happen. So today I'm being a little somber, but it is a day of remembering and giving thanks. On Veterans Day, we give thanks for all those who have served, hence the key word veteran. Today is a different day. And so when you're out barbecuing, or if you happen to be at the beach, or you happen to be out with the family, or whatever, just remember that today is a special day for giving thanks for all those who have gone before us, right up until the present, right through Afghanistan and everywhere else. But it's all in the name of freedom. And I am proud to be an American. And I don't know how much better I can put that, but here's just a closing scene as I go. It's for those of you that will be listening to this as a podcast, or for those of you that will be viewing this as one of my YouTube videos, I do hope that you at least give it some thought as this plays through. Until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Bermuda Bob Leadership, Intentional Growth Coaching, Destiny Road. You're only one step away from your destiny. Let's remember to give thanks today, not just celebrate a day off. Bye for now.